join our party as we celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffens Good Day. I got a feeling
that today's gonna be a good day. It is 7 after the hour, and we're after some of the information that is hot stuff for our Friday get-together. And we start off with Jonathan Honig, who is from CapitalistPig.com. The record-setting streak in the markets over the last week and a half has a lot of people talking, so let's listen in.
Finally, something to at least be a little exuberant about, a little bullish about, a little optimistic about. Not only the market, which, you know, should give everyone cause for smiling. I mean, you know, the Dow is up now 9 days in a row. It's at an all-time high. The S&P is just about 10 points away from its all-time high. And the Dow is on now its best win streak since 1996. So, you know, with it up 10% already year-to-date and on a hot streak, you can't help but smile a little bit. And even better, some of the economic data is actually starting to improve.
All right. So how do you feel about the economy? 888-302-3684. Put you in touch with us here on the countdown so we can go through and kickstart part of the conversation for the day. A lot of things that are that have happened this week, items of interest that have made it to the conversational highs, record market high. The item that's next in terms of an overview of what's happened this week, what's going on at CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference, which used to be a lot more important than it is, at least in my rendering of it. Here's a radio host who's on the ball, though, John Justice, talking to former Florida Congressman Colonel Alan West about what may come out of this weekend's CPAC conference.
What does Alan West get out of CPAC? For you personally, I mean, obviously you're talking with all of us here, and we're all here for different reasons, but what are you pulling from this?
Well, it gives you an energy. It gives you the ability and the momentum to continue to fight, being a loyal opposition for getting this country back on track and the conservative principles and values that really make this constitutional republic the greatest nation that the world has ever known. So, you know, it's important to get that, you know, time when you can come around and be with like-minded people to inspire you to go back out and continue this fight, and that's what this is about.
Is there a sense of a re-energizing even for someone such as yourself to be around everybody here?
Well, of course it is, and also to give them, you know, the energy to continue to fight on, because, you know, so many people are starting to think that, you know, are we still viable? I mean, they're listening to the mainstream media and other folks, but, you know, Americans are recognizing that something's not going right. Something is happening. I'm getting less money in my paycheck. It costs too much to fill up my gas tank. My country seems less secure. You know, my friends are losing their jobs. Small businesses are closing down. We need to be in power. We need to be there to say this is why this is happening, and we're the answer to that.
It almost looks like that's where the it's not looks like, it's where it is. That's where the front line is, because when you talk about those individuals who are the most affected right now by the economy, by this administration, you know, you've got two different entities that are vying for their attention. You got the entities that say, no, it's okay, we want to support your mediocre lifestyle. And then you have the rest of us going, no, it's okay, you can bring yourself up out of this.
Absolutely. It's the difference, you know, what I call, we believe in the safety net as conservatives. The liberals believe in a hammock, and they just want you to lay up, you know, for the rest of your life and be dependent upon them. That's not what America is about. America is about entrepreneurship, individual industrialism, which leads to a thriving free market economy.
That's the harder task, though. The harder task is convincing those individuals that they can pick themselves up, because they do get stuck in those ways. You know, how do you go about effectively articulating that to individuals who are sitting back going, well, I don't want to have to work. I can have the government come in, ride in here and help me out.
Well, first of all, you do it by example, and I think that's why I was, you know, a big target for the other side, because I grew up in the inner city of Atlanta. You know, my parents were born in, you know, South Alabama, South Georgia, through some hard times, and look at where I have been able to rise up to be you know, today. And that's the message we have to take back, and especially for the next generation. And, you know, the more we can show those anecdotal instances, you know, in these communities, that's how we get better. And we cannot allow the other side to continue to paint us in the colors that they like for everyone else to see. We can't continue to go to the New York Times and the Washington Post for advice as far as what type of policy decisions we should make and who we should be running for candidates. We need to step out and take this thing over ourselves.
888-302-3684, the kind of inflexibility conversationally that makes it or doesn't make it, in my mind, again, my mind's eye may be different than yours, and that's what makes a horse race, that's what makes conversation radio very interesting and helpful to sometimes figuring things out. I don't see anything getting fixed. This is just another one of these ways for lobbyists to make money and people to get hooped up about what's going on. But what solved last year at the CPAC convention? What came out of it that fixed anything? The political world now, I was watching on C-SPAN last night, and I don't know how many of you watch that, but from time to time, I find myself intrigued by just watching how the process takes place. So the budget committee was what was on CPAC, and the back and forth between members of the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, the way it's just a play. It's like a soap opera, and you look at it and say, no wonder everything. These guys, the analysts for these various, this is the congressional, the Senate Budget Committee, the analysts are so political and so hepped up on their self-importance, they don't answer any questions. The Republicans ask them questions, and the Democratic members of the, not the members of the committee that are senators, but the members of the staff are stonewallers. It's the way the thing is being played is very upsetting. And that's why things are as much of a mess as they are. 888-302-3684, as we talk about the hot hits conversationally, the idea that you can get through the day without listening to this program is silly, because we have the best stories of the day here on Good Day.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400 and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Hi, this is Sherry. My husband started taking Andro 400 a few months ago, and wow, has he ever changed. He's no longer a couch potato, and he actually likes to go out and do things again. Best of all, he lost his gut, and is he looking good? All I have to say about that is...
Andro 400, the natural way to increase your testosterone. Guys, if you'd like to lose your belly fat, gain energy and muscle, and feel like you did years ago, try Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Andro400.com.
That's the sound of Celsin Science wiping out dandruff. Introducing Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Feel it get to the root of dandruff and gently whisk scalp irritation away with soothing vitamin B5, E, and essential oils. Now when you style your hair, it feels oh so good to the touch. New Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Science for your scalp. Use as directed.
Discover card.
So that's it, I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Musicians, your chance to save at least 50% off list is almost over. It's Guitar Center's Green Tag Finale. Don't wait till it's too late to get half-off deals on guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and more. Like Epiphone Acoustics, 57% off list, $99. Pacific by BW Double Bass Drum Pedals, 66% off list, $79. And two boom stands for the price of one, just $39. Hurry, when the doors close Sunday night, Guitar Center's Green Tag sale ends. Don't miss it.
It hurts. hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with a cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed.
It's Friday the 15th of March. I'm Doug Steffens. It's the Good Day Overview of what's going on conversationally. And the continuing, this is cowardly, the conversation that sort of gets buried about the continuing impact that health care or Obamacare is going to have on your life. Here's a television anchor named Elliot Rodriguez discussing how the new, I don't know if it's new any longer, but implementation of the health care plan as it continues could affect your pets.
Dog owner Lori Heiselman was surprised when her veterinarian posted a warning on Facebook that said, because medical equipment and supplies will be going up in cost, that extra expense will have to be passed on to the customers. So Lori is already tightening her belt to pay for the increase in her dog's care.
They're very important. They're members of the family.
Why the price increase? It's part of a new 2.3% federal excise tax on certain medical devices that just went into effect. The tax will help fund the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, commonly known as Obamacare, intended for people, not pets. Manufacturers pay the tax, but a recent survey found more than half plan to pass it along.
I'm extremely concerned how this is going to be a hidden tax to our consumers is going to be passed on.
Medical devices used only on animals are exempt, but items like IV pumps, sterile scalpels, and anesthesia equipment, which are medical devices that have dual use, meaning they can be used on people and animals, will be taxed. Veterinarian Mike Hatcher says higher prices could have animal owners holding off on medical care and vets postponing the purchase of new devices.
Putting off equipment purchase is something that can terribly affect our clients' ability to have quality care.
The American Veterinary Medical Association represents 82,000 vets. At this point, they don't know how much the new tax will indirectly cost them. They're waiting to hear from more device makers.
Congress never intended this tax to impact veterinary medicine, and unfortunately it has. And I think that's very unfortunate that veterinary medicine now is subsidizing human health care.
Congressional sources who worked on the Affordable Care Act told us lawmakers tried to exclude vets from being impacted by the dual-use medical device tax, but it was too complicated. Carol Smock founded a charity that helps struggling pet owners pay for vet care. She's afraid her organization is going to be overwhelmed with requests.
The impact this price increase is going to have on any of those families, I think, will be pretty devastating.
Lori says she's worried about other families, too, but she'll find the money for her four-legged friends.
We'll just have to cut back somewhere else. Thank you.
So far, there's been no comment from the White House on this new tax's impact on vets and pet owners. Vets say if your pet is sick or acting strangely, do not delay care. That could just cause medical problems to get worse. And if you're concerned with the cost of vet care, be sure and talk to your vet about payment plans or other financial options.
Now, if you're concerned about the cost of pet care that's brought around because of the cost of equipment going up regarding the tax has been put on medical equipment, then you go to your congressman, you go to your senator, and you send an email to the boobs in the White House and say, what the hell are you doing to my life and my pet's life? That's what you do. 21 past the hour, 888-302-DOUG.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term
long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When you're smiling, the whole world smiles at you. And when you're laughing, all the sun comes shining through. When you're crying, you bring on the rain. Stop your sighing, won't you be happy again?
When you're smiling, keep on smiling,
and the whole world smiles with you.
24 after the hour on the Good Day program, Friday's music from Michael Bublé, who announced earlier this week that he and his wife are expecting a baby boy. He said, quote, "We're so excited. We have come from the hospital, and the sonogram was pretty clear that it's a boy." And they announced in January they were expecting their first child. So if you're a fan of Michael Bublé's, there's something else to think about. The issues of the day, the events of the day, things that people will be talking about through the weekend, all part of our fodder here. And there are lots of different sources for the conversation. There are things that are going on talk radio. There are things that are going on talk television. The View, a lot of conversation about what's going on The View this week, with Joy Behar announcing that she would leave the program when her contract was up at the end of this season in August. And then there were a lot of rumors floating around that Elizabeth Hasselbeck was going to get fired. So on, I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday, as the program began, she came out arm in arm with the lady who is the producer, owner, one of the co-hosts of the program, and someone who's been around for a long, long, long time. Barbara Walters, who's 83 years old, said she's not going. Anyway, she, Barbara Walters, on a $12 million a year paycheck, isn't going anywhere, and neither is Elizabeth Hasselbeck. So here are the ladies discussed during one of their programs this week, why people are so quick to blame Matt Lauer for the ratings that are going down on the Today Show.
With the Daily Beast, Matt Lauer admitted that Ann Curry was not his first choice to replace Meredith Vieira on the Today Show. He secretly had a conversation with Katie Couric about returning to the anchor chair. He also called me and called Sherry, and well, it's a whole thing. He called a lot of folks. But Barbara, you were reading this article. Yeah. Tell me what you think.
Okay. First of all, what is interesting to me is that the story of Matt Lauer is now on the front page of the New York Times. It's not on the business section of the art section, and Matt is being blamed for the fact that the Today Show, that Good Morning America has surpassed the Today Show. Mm-hmm. A lot of people say, well, people are angry with him because he was given $25 million.
Is that this year?
Yeah.
Yeah. But did he earn it?
Well, I remember when, let me go back a little bit. I remember 37 years ago when I came to ABC, I got $1 million. I was doing 4 specials a year and the news is over. And I had, I mean, there were all kinds of terrible things that I was such a diva. I had a pink typewriter, so forth.
Did you have a pink typewriter?
Yeah, but you were at the time of the boys club, right? Like, you were the first woman to really break into
and that. I think that Matt Lauer is great. And I think one of the reasons that Good Morning America is surpassing it is that it seems to be more fun. They all like each other, like we like each other, and they all talk and so forth. So he's now being blamed for whether Ann Curry was his fault that she left or was not, but I think it also still has to do with the money. That, you know, why do you make so much money?
Really? People are that conscious of it, then why don't... I'm glad I mentioned the fact she's making $12 million a year there. Why is it that you watch any of these? Some of these shows, these people are making, for example, Mariska Hargitay makes $700,000 an episode. She's one of the highest paid performers on television. So you figure that on a 25 or 26 episode year, let's say 25 times 700,000, you know what kind of money we're talking about here? It's a lot of that's some serious dough. So why do people watch that show? I mean, that's thinking seems kind of silly, but maybe that is the way that people think. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. One of those creative minds is Eric Ries. His book, The Lean Startup, is helping to grow businesses big and small around the world. Eric Ries.
One of the most important concepts of a lean startup is what I call the minimum viable product, or MVP. That is the smallest version of a product that can begin the process of learning whether customers actually want our product or not. And I'll give you an example. Everyone today knows the company Zappos. It was sells shoes online. It was sold to Amazon a few years ago for more than $1 billion. And when I talk to entrepreneurs about building a company like Zappos, they always know what to do. First, sign a lot of partnership deals with shoe manufacturers to make sure we have lots of inventory, build a huge warehouse somewhere to hold all this inventory. And before you get to the end, you realize that they've talked themselves into a situation where they need to raise millions of dollars and take years to develop the first product. But if you actually get the real story of how Zappos actually began, they didn't do any of those things. They actually just walked into a local shoe store here in Palo Alto, and they made the owner a deal. They said, if you'll let me take pictures of your shoes with my digital camera and put them online, I promise if anybody buys those shoes, I will personally walk into the store and buy the shoes from you, and then I will mail them to the customer remotely. Here's an opportunity to learn from actual real customers, not what they say, but from what they do. It didn't take very long. It was a classic minimum viable product. That became a $1 billion business, and in fact is the core of a lot of very successful businesses. That's how they began, with a minimum viable product.
Eric Ries is author of the New York Times bestseller, The Lean Startup. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 877-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
Join our party as we celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffens' Good Day.
Conversation about what's going on. I'm Doug Steffens. This is the Good Day program, the important stories of the day on Good Day. Your thoughts, if you have them on some of the things we're talking about, are welcome. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougSteffens.com. Or you can join us on Twitter, at Good Day Show. You can join us on Facebook, facebook.com/Good Day. Here's somebody commenting on Obamacare. This is a fellow that owns a restaurant who said, quote, any added costs are going to have to be passed on. His name is Mike. Let's see here. He says, this guy's from Raleigh, North Carolina. He says he needs the profits from at least one of, he's got eight restaurants, one of the eight restaurants just to cover the estimated added $60,000 a year in new Obamacare costs. How in the name of heaven did this situation get so far out of control? How is it that we know so little? And how is it that, this thing, which affects so many different people, has been discussed so poorly by people whose job it is to analyze and discuss this stuff? 888-302-3684. Here's another way the Obama administration is going to have access to your information. It was learned this week that the administration wants to hand over access to all of your financial records to the CIA, to the NSA, and to other law enforcement agencies. The report is on the Reuters site, Reuters News Service, which is like AP and some of the other news services. Treasury Department plan gives all of these spy agencies full access to more raw financial data than ever before under the guise of national security. We have become a police state. Financial institutions are required now to report suspicious customer activity to the Treasury Department. If you deposit more than $10,000 at once, they're on you like a fly on honey. Spy agencies have, to this point, made a case-by-case request. In other words, you're a criminal. Everybody is a criminal under this new plan. Agencies would have unlimited access under this circumstance, unlimited access to the financial records of most Americans. A Treasury spokesperson said the U.S. law already allows these various branches of the government to share information, and that they are privacy. There are safeguards, they say, in place. Here's Michael German of the ACLU. He says the proposal is a black hole for American citizens. Time and again, we have evidence, unfortunately, well after the fact, that somebody's civil rights have been violated. The intelligence community and your rights do not go together. They ignore the rules. Imagine allowing the government more surveillance. Over the past 10 years since September 11th, we've seen presidents, spy agencies chipping away at your civil rights, all in the name of national security. The terrorists have won. Make no mistake about it. And we sent all of our troops around the world. You realize how this whole country, you realize what an effing mess this country is? First of all, I mean, if you go back in history, to the reason these people don't like us, it's because we've kowtowed to so many big businesses that have bullied and pushed people around. That's why they don't like us. So they come over here. I'm not justifying it, because there is no justification for it in most people's minds, because in a sort of civilized society, which supposedly we have, that's how we exist on the planet, these sorts of things, I mean, it's just back and forth, back and forth. There's an action and there's a reaction. For every action, there's a counteraction. Do you think this out of the blue, somebody who decided they don't like America just got on a plane and came over here and blew things up? No. These things were caused, whether they were unduly or improperly understood, whatever our actions were, actions of corporations that are American corporations and European corporations, corporations from South America, corporations from all over the world. They took the interest that we had and how we bullied some people in certain countries, they didn't like it. And they see how we set up people like the people that run Saudi Arabia. Those people were all set up by the oil companies, and they have oppressed their... What do you think all of the upset in the Middle East is about in all these oil countries? What do you think we're really in Afghanistan for? It has nothing to do with bin Laden. It has to do with the oil pipeline. The same thing is true all around the world. Most of the unrest in the world has been caused by oil and that ilk. So when you get right down to brass tacks, you've got that stuff happening, and then people reacting against it, and they're angry because they've been taken advantage of, or they've been, in some instances, I mean, you've seen, you've read these books, you know how the corporations handle, even in our country, the Chinese were extraordinarily abused when they were used as coolie labor to build. I saw something with Jon Stewart this week making reference to it. And he always makes fun of things, and so people laugh about it. But the way we treated the Chinese is the same as we treated the blacks. And they've been treated the same way, not only here in our country, but elsewhere around the world, sometimes even in their own countries, by big corporate interests that wanted to have their own way. And they had their own paramilitary units to do whatever it was that was necessary to get the job done. So what I'm saying, I'm not justifying it, because there is no justification for it, but in the minds of some people, it is a reaction to the action. That one thing happens, then another thing happens, and then we react to that. And so all of this stuff, if you look at how the idiocy behind going into Iraq or into Afghanistan, it's always about the political and economic interests. It's never about what we think it is. It never has been and never will be, as long as the human psyche is as it is. So we've lost the terrorists. The reason I brought this up is because the terrorists have won. There's no other way you can look. The terrorists have won, and this is a perfect example of it. We need to have the CIA and the NSA having access to our personal records like we need a boil on our butt. And yet, that's what's going to happen unless somebody makes a lot of noise about it. And there's so many of these things. Obama has become an expert in trying to get around the laws as they are. And so we keep losing freedom. You don't know what's going on. Did you know that you were going to have to pay more for pet care because of Obamacare? Of course you didn't. And neither did any of these fools that supposedly voted on it. Let's see what happens so we can correct it. That's Nancy Pelosi's way of legislating. 888-302-3684. All right, let's talk about something that's... I'm actually coming around. I'm not much of a believer in industrial commercial religion because, frankly, it's just like politics. That's what most of the time it is. But once in a while, you stumble on something or somebody who appears to really be good. So... the first week out of the box, the newly elected Pope, whose name is Francis I, sort of showed some humble sensibilities. He's 76 years old, as you know. He stopped by his hotel to pick up his bags, and he paid the bill by himself, which is a big difference from his predecessor. The guy who was there before thought he was the king of the world or whatever it was. His wardrobe choices. I was noticing somebody writing about how the outfit that he was wearing is different than most popes. He has the Iron Cross. He kept that from his days as bishop. Chose to wear a simple white cassock without the red cape. So Benedict was all into pomp and circumstance and not really interested much in the masses, interested in himself. This guy, he comes across as a pretty down-to-earth guy. He gave an off-the-cuff homily about the need to walk with God, to confess, be the church. Now, maybe you don't dig the liturgy, but I am impressed, frankly, with him. He's a Jesuit. He is the first pope to come from one of the Americas. He was the Cardinal of Buenos Aires. Most of you have heard all of that. And as the cardinal, he didn't have any... You know, a lot of these cardinals live... Like, again, they're royalty. This guy never did, and I think it's pretty significant. Matter of fact, here's Taco's Bob Franz talking about the selection of this fellow and his age.
Well, I have no problem because I don't know enough about the Cardinals who are voting and those who are also considered. I have no problem with whomever they chose to be the Holy Father to lead this church in the world. I have to say I was surprised, not disappointed, but surprised that they didn't go younger. He is 76 years old. I think earlier on there was a report of 77, but he's 76 years old. And that is certainly younger than Pope Benedict, but... there was a lot of talk that some, you know, popes perhaps, or some cardinals, I should say, papal candidates, who were in their 60s might be considered, only because there is a belief among some that one of the reasons why the church, at least in the United States, is shrinking is that younger generations of Catholics cannot relate. Younger generations of would-be Catholics cannot relate. And maybe somebody just a little bit younger, a little bit closer, even closer to the parents' ages of young teenagers today, could somehow influence them a little bit to keep the faith, to stay strong, stay active in the church, and so on and so forth. Perhaps better than somebody in, pushing 80 years old. He's 76, 77, so he's closer to 80 than 70. And I kind of thought there might be something to that. I really believe they would go younger, but they did not.
I'm hoping that the Pope has a Facebook page so we can put like on him. let's make that a movement. 888-302-3684. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day at 16 before the hour.
Musicians, your chance to save at least 50% off list is almost over. It's Guitar Center's Green Tag Finale. Don't wait till it's too late to get half-off deals on guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and more. Like Epiphone Acoustics, 57% off list, $99. Harbinger Powered VA Speakers, 62% off list, $149 each. And two boom stands for the price of one, just $39. Hurry, when the doors close Sunday night, Guitar Center's Green Tag sale ends. Don't miss it.
Discover card.
Yes, hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right, every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog cone ketchup.
Uh-huh, all food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if your service is active. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost, contract, or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost, stranded, or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage maps, details, and system limitations.
It's a new year and a great time to reflect on things you sometimes take for granted. As the saying goes, freedom doesn't come free. That couldn't be more true for our wounded soldiers returning home. Would you please join me in supporting veterans by getting them the help that they need and deserve? My partners at the Purple Heart Service Foundation are dedicated to seeing that all veterans receive the support they need, so with your help, they can continue to go above and beyond to serve those who have served us so well. Get involved today by making a donation. You can give any unneeded vehicle easily with a free pickup, boats, that sort of thing. Cash, credit card donations are also accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. The Purple Heart Service Foundation relies on your donation, so don't sit around thinking about helping. Do something. Get involved by calling 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631. Purple Heart Service Foundation, 877-743-1631.
Well, Flo,
uh-huh.
This is what you call a clogged drain tap.
Yep, looks that way.
Might need a drain extension, some new compound.
Maybe a flange or a twirly thingy.
A twirly what?
Or what you said. Those sounded great. Let's go with that.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
I'm Doug Steffen, and this is the overview of what's going on in the world of conversation, both on the radio and on the television, things that you'll like about, I'm not sure you're going to like this story. The assault weapons ban has cleared its first step toward congressional passage. The bill will allow military-style assault weapons in high-capacity magazine clips, this is something that's against the grain in a lot of people's minds. I'm sorry, did I say allow? I meant outlaw. It will outlaw military-style weapons and high-capacity magazine clips. Here's a radio host, Forrest Goodman, talking to an attorney about how some communities this week have decided to pass laws requiring that residents, in fact, own a gun.
Look, I'm a gun owner, and I'm a staunch supporter of the Second Amendment, but I also am a staunch supporter of rights, and I don't know if I should require you to own a gun, because where would I stop then? I could require you to own other things, too.
I agree with you. I am the same as you. I'm a gun owner, and I don't like the government either telling me I can't possess one,
right,
or I have to possess one.
Right. I try to be consistent. You're exactly right. I try to be consistent as close as I can with my beliefs. And I definitely don't want the government taking guns away from me, so I don't want them trying to force me. But let's look at some stats here. And I'm very familiar with what goes on in Kennesaw, Georgia. And numbers don't lie when it comes to their crime stats.
With
what they've experienced, what they put that law in the books in 82, I think.
Yes, sir. And it says that their violent crime is down to its lowest level.
Yeah, yeah. So it doesn't lie. And I'll tell you, if I'm a thug, if I'm a bad guy, and I want to go out and I want to go commit a crime, Kennesaw, Georgia is going to be my last stop. I'm not going to stop there first. There's other places I'm going to go. But let's look at some other cases right now. There's another town in Georgia that's considering a law that's similar. That would be Nelson City. But most recently, a town in Maine where this had been proposed, the voters there shot it down pretty quick.
Yes, they did. And Nelson is just like Kennesaw, it's a smaller municipality. I think they have 1,300 people in the whole town. and they only have one police officer who patrols 8 to 10 hours a day. So I think that's the reason that they're suggesting that. Of course, there are no penalties if you don't follow it.
Interesting, the controversy on both sides. It is in the fact that the Senate's passing this assault weapons ban, and that makes good sense, I think, conversationally, yeah. And then there are communities saying, gotta have a gun. Very diverse country, America. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice. Affordable solutions. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18-4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18-4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18-4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Facebook page. It's facebook.com/good day likes the Pope page. We're all set there. I'm going to get there one way or another. 7 before the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. You may or may not have heard this week that Dennis Rodman is going back to North Korea. CNN reported, I think yesterday, that Rodman is planning to go back. He, as you'll recall, was it last week or the week before, generated a lot of attention when he visited, it was I think the last week of February, if I'm not mistaken. He visited the ruling junta. Is that, how about that? He's the guy who runs, he's 28 years old, the son of Kim Jong-il is Kim Jong-un. Anyway, he plans to return in August. Rodman says that he plans a vacation with the North Korean leader. I don't know if you've seen him. He's been on Celebrity Apprentice this week. He's just his character. No question about that. Johnny Wendell on his radio program talked about how big of a threat, getting back to what some people think is the more serious side of this story, the threat that North Korea may be to all of us.
Kim Jong-il, he's got nothing. What has he got? He's got a big military, and he theoretically has nuclear weapons that he can lob into Tokyo or Kobe or Osaka or Seoul or Taipei. So in the back of our minds, because we know, was it back in 2002, 2003, a North Korean missile allegedly, a test-fired thing, hit part of Alaska. All right. And everybody was wigging out over it. But of course, in 2003, our government was determined to ignore everything but their plans for invasion and domination of Iraq, which, as we know, went really well. So they didn't pay a whole hell of a lot of attention to it, which they shouldn't have. So what if they did? It didn't harm anything, didn't do anything. It was saber-rattling. Even back then, it's saber-rattling now. I would say send Dennis Rodman back over to Korea. Play some. Everybody that was mocking Dennis Rodman for this, I think that he was trying to do the right thing. He was a good-hearted thing. But I think even Dennis bought into the hype of the idea that you have to take what this guy says very, very seriously, that he's a serious man. Because what you see in this, in case you don't know what we're going on about here, South Korea and the U.S. do these joint exercises every year, and the North Koreans get pissed off over it every year. It's amazing. It's sort of like, do you remember that cartoon where the sheepdog and the coyote wage war on each other all day long, and at the end of the day they punch out and they go, "See you tomorrow, Sam. See you tomorrow, Bill." You know, it's like it's a song and dance. It's a game. It's like that old Warner Brothers cartoon. It's like the star-bellied sneech thing from Dr. Seuss. It's a scam. It's a ruse in order to wind the suckers up. So they go like, "Oh, please, you know, make sure we don't get nuked. Send Kim Jong-il money for whatever." And it works every single year because people forget that they've been pulling this forever.
They have been pulling it forever. It is. We are so silly here in our country. We really are silly. So anyway, speaking of that, how many of you have been silly enough to book a cruise on a Carnival cruise line ship? Another one of their problems apparently this week. The Carnival Dream is stuck at the dock in St. Martin. Passengers being flown home today rather than trying to complete the remainder of the cruise. According to Carnival, the ship has a mechanical malfunction that would keep it from being able to leave the port. And so people being flown back to Orlando where the cruise is supposed to end. What I want to know is how do they get this ship into Orlando? I don't think that's not an easy feat. All right. Maybe this is the most important story of the week. A report on eggs at DougStefan.com. If you've been worried about the cholesterol bomb as a kid that you were told eggs were, they are high in cholesterol. And if you hadn't had any kind of cholesterol issue, you probably ought not to eat them. That's what you were told, right? A lot of food advice we've been given by our parents over the years has now changed. Doctors and the American Heart Association say it's healthy, even are encouraging for most people to eat at least one egg a day. Eggs are a great source of balanced protein and a lot of vitamins. Says one doctor, if you do it in moderation, it's a great part of your diet. So who would have thunk it? Eggs are not the cholesterol bombs they've been cracked up to be. And that story in detail is at DougStefan.com. And we've detailed a lot of conversational items in this hour of the Good Day program. Hopefully helped you out conversationally. It's 59 past the hour.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.